Welcome to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. From the Coin Podcast Studios in Portland, Oregon, this is Your Weather Weekend with meteorologists Joseph Dames and Kelly Bairn.
Good morning. Guess what happened? Well, we started our meteorological fall over the last day or so. Early September now, we are transitioning into a new month. How exciting. We had our last podcast on Monday. I'm weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames. Kelly's busy again working on a project, so it's just going to be running solo. Here we go. So let's talk about what we've had going on. Early in the week when we had our podcast, we had some cooler weather. We were in that trough, that dip in the jet stream that brings in cooler air, some clouds, potentially some rain. Didn't see much of that. In fact, I don't even think we had, you know, even precipitation settling in for the areas that are more vulnerable, like portions of the Oregon coast and areas of the foothills. I think it was just pretty much a dry system that moved on in, although cooler, and it did bring breeze for areas of the lower Columbia Basin, which sparked a red flag warning earlier in the week. Okay, well, that trough, that dip in the jet stream, is now pushing off towards the east, and we are going to be bringing in some warmer temperatures, closer to our average, maybe a few degrees above average. And so it's going to be that transition here late week, heading into the weekend, where we're going to have more sunshine. Temperatures are going to feel a little bit more like summer. That's great. We love that. And on top of it, I think it's just going to be a great weekend forecast to just be outdoors and to do the things that you enjoy. Late summertime here in the Pacific Northwest is always so majestic because it usually doesn't get too warm. We just have these really solid temperatures. Now, will we have another 90-degree day? We'll see. Temperatures are going to be flirting in the upper 80s, but it's completely possible that we avoid any 90-degree temperatures from this point on. And if that's the case, we had to go back to mid-August. I think it was about August 15th when we had our last 90-degree day. And that was coming off a stretch of heat when we had 6 days of 90-plus. So I'm not sure if folks are going to miss it. I believe we'll have some upper 80s. It's still going to feel like summer. It's going to be nice. So although meteorological fall is here, that's just when we start keeping stats for fall. It's a three-month category. Makes things a little bit easier. September, October, November, boom, meteorological fall. Astronomical fall, I believe, is September 22nd this year for us. So that's, a couple weeks away. We have some time to still enjoy our summer. And we still have some time to enjoy, you know, weekend events. Before we get to that, I just want to say Your Weather Weekend is proud to partner with Keep Oregon Green. And wildfire season is here, which means we all need to do our part to prevent wildfires. Cars, ATVs, and other motorized equipment are a leading cause of wildfires. So follow these safety tips. Check to see if equipment use is restricted in your area. Use gas-powered equipment early in the day. Use a weed trimmer with a plastic line. Operate ATVs on established roads and trails and park on developed surfaces, and make sure your ATVs and equipment have spark arrestors. You can learn more about preventing wildfires at keeporegongreen.org. Yeah, you know, with that cooler air and that trough that helped out maybe some of the wildfires, leaving the relative humidity a bit higher, the cooler temperatures. But, you know, it made things breezy, and we had some issues with fire dangers in areas of the gorge. And, heading into the weekend, still could be warm, pretty dry, and breezy. So we have to stay completely in tune with what is going on, and we need to know that wildfire season is still here. Okay, you know what? Got a great weekend. We have wonderful weekend events, actually, out in Troutdale. So this is the first Friday art event, if you're familiar with it. It's so great. But we're going to go over there and learn a little bit about this event. And if you're not familiar with it, well, you'll learn a little something. All right. So, let's be honest. The weekend starts on Fridays, right? So we have an event this Friday. It's the first Friday art walk out in Troutdale. I have Marley Boxler with me, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about it.
Sure. Yeah. The First Friday Art Walk is a monthly event that we do during the summer, and we close down our main street. It's called Historic Columbia River Highway. You may have heard of it, but it goes right through our downtown, and we close it to vehicular traffic and let pedestrians just, fill the street, and vendors and extended patio seating for our restaurants. We've got live music at multiple areas throughout the street, including our Mayor Square Park, which is right in the heart of the downtown. And we've got a kid zone, which is also a lot of fun with bubbles and chalk and, you know, all sorts of fun things for the kiddos to enjoy too. But yeah, it's just a really great gathering.
It seems like it's a, well, you called it a gathering, a nice event for not just showing up for like an hour, but you could spend like your whole night there. You can get a bite to eat. You can check out some of the vendors. You can, you know, there's a kid zone. So, you know, what time does it start and what time does it end?
It starts at 5 and it ends at 8 p.m. However, a lot of those restaurants stay open a little bit later than that. So if you want to catch dinner after 8, you can do that as well. But we've got live music going on that whole time. All the vendors are open and all of the stores downtown have extra hours. You know, some of them close at 5, but a lot of them stay open late just for the event.
I know it's called an art walk. So what type of art, what type of things will people be able to find there? You know, can they get some local art? You know, what can they experience when they go to this event?
Absolutely. There are a couple of galleries in our downtown. We've got Red Trillium Gallery. And we've got the Columbia River Gallery. We've also got the Troutdale Art Center, which is not in the road closure area. It's just down the street, closer to the Sandy River and Glen Auto Park. But they've got all sorts of local artists, and you can see so much, you know, local art and buy a lot of local art. And then all of the vendors are, the majority of them are craft vendors that are local to our area. And we have a number of them that are, you know, vendors that started crafting during the pandemic and picked up these new hobbies, and now they're turning them into businesses. And so it's really fun for these vendors who have been, you know, making things in their house to get a chance to meet their community and to be a part of the community and really, you know, get out there and sell their stuff.
I think a lot of people can relate to that, you know, just working on a new craft and then having the ability to like share it with people at this time. So you bring up a good point. You know, how has it been this summer? How has the event been? Have people, you know, been wanting to get out there, breathe fresh air and meet people and spend time outside?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been hugely successful. We've had so many community members and so many people from outside of our community too come out to the event. And they're just excited to get out and do something. You know, they've been in their houses for so long, and the live music is particularly a draw. Everyone's like, I haven't been to a concert in what feels like ages. And so now they get to hear some live music while they walk around and see all the art and the local vendors and whatnot. And so, you know, we weren't sure if the event was going to be able to happen in the beginning, and we were able to still, you know, have it move forward. And now we're implementing, you know, the mask mandate. So requiring masks and trying to make it as safe as possible. But luckily there's lots of room to walk around. I mean, that was the whole point in closing the street, was to give everyone a little bit more space and to let people be outside and really embrace the nice weather.
We have plenty of that. So what was it indoors before? Am I gathering that you could like go inside and but now it's, you know, outdoors?
Yeah. So the event's actually been going on for about 20 years, and it's always been held inside of the galleries and inside of the individual shops and restaurants. That was done because we have kind of unpredictable weather in the winter and certainly a lot of wind, and it was a year long event. And so the only way to make sure that it could happen each month was to keep it inside. And right. This year we were like, well, with COVID and with everything else, why don't we bring it outside and fill the street and really make it a summer fun event?
For folks that are listening that haven't been downtown Troutdale, it's a beautiful spot. I mean, I think the downtown is structured just perfect for something like this. So you mentioned this, it's a year-long event. Is it year-long this year, or are you just keeping it to the nice weather months?
We're just keeping it to the nice weather months now. It previously was a year-long event, but now we have just made it for the summer months because we can close down the street and let people mingle. And I can't guarantee that that weather is going to be that great in December. So
yeah, you never know. It might get windy, very wet. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Is there anything else that you'd like to get out to the public, or are you feeling pretty good?
I guess I would just say that, you know, it's a family-friendly event. There's something for everyone to do. You can bring your kids. A lot of times art walks are seen as something that are kind of only for adults because, you don't want a lot of little kids running around with lots of expensive pieces of art and wine and everything else, but we've got a kid zone and we've got live music and we've got vendors that are, you know, family friendly. And so it's really an event for the whole family and there's something for everyone to do there. And we're just really excited about how well it's gone and being able to get out there and, you know, hang out with our community again and get that sense of community pride. So it's been really, really enjoyable.
That's great that there's a lot of variety, a lot of things going on. You mentioned it's like a event for everybody. So
yes, there is something for everybody. And there is more down the street. I mean, there is the Troutdale Art Center just down the road. And they would love for you to, you know, park down by them and then walk your way up and enjoy the leisurely stroll in the nice weather. So
I guess you brought up a good point real quick. Is there a parking situation since the road's closed off? What should people do for transportation?
Yeah, so we have a number of parking signs that will direct people to our overflow parking lots. If you're coming off of exit 17, there is an overflow parking lot that is right across from the sheriff's office, the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office. And we have lots of big signs that will point you that way. And if you're coming from exit 18, you can park at the Troutdale Art Center. They also have an overflow parking lot there with some signage.
All right, Marley, thank you for just filling us in. Hopefully we get some people out there.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah. So this is just a stellar way to start the weekend in downtown Troutdale. They have the road blocked off. It's a beautiful section of our state, a nice city, the art, the coffee, the bands, a lot of great things, and you're outdoors and it's going to be pretty nice. So let's go ahead and talk about the weekend forecast on the other side. So the wildfire is already tough to deal with, but when you factor in a strong wind and then the ongoing dry conditions, it really makes it extra tough.
First, there was fire.
Helicopters are dropping water on the White River fire.
Then ice.
Trees and limbs just toppled to the ground.
Then heat.
This record-breaking temperature and heat broke our roads across Portland.
There is no doubt.
There is no doubt.
The climate in the Pacific Northwest is changing.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
But how are our recent extreme weather events connected to climate change?
What climate change is contributing to is basically an increased frequency, duration, and severity of these extreme events.
And what do we stand to lose if we don't do something about it now?
You know, these small decisions that we all make in our day-to-day lives, they do really have consequences. They have impacts. They add up.
They add up.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, coming next week on the COIN Podcast Network.
Well, you know, you have to start your weekend on a Friday, right? So going out to Troutdale for that event, it will be a blast. Enjoy it. And then you could continue your weekend Saturday and Sunday with beautiful weather. Temperatures are going to be again in the 80s, some mid-80s out there, maybe some lower 80s out there on Sunday. So temperatures kind of in that sweet spot. Our average high right now is about the lower 80s. Can't beat that, right? And as I mentioned, you know, it doesn't seem like we're going to have too extreme heat moving in our direction. So for the weekend forecast, if you're going out to the coast, you're here in the valley, you're going through the gorge, expect the sunshine out there. There may be some moments where we have some clouds, of course, for areas of the Oregon coast, but if you're looking for a sunset, in fact, if you're looking for a nice sunrise, this is going to be a really great weekend for that. Again, temperatures here in the valley are going to be about the mid-80s on Saturday, maybe a few degrees cooler, give or take, heading into Sunday. As the ridge of that high pressure hangs around. And I think we're going to keep that for maybe a good 5 days. So that means we have no rain in the forecast. We're wrapping up the month of August with very little rain. And we are starting off the month here of September, our first weekend of September, with very little rain. And that kind of fits the mold that we've been in and the pattern that we've been in for, well, all summer. And most of spring. So hopefully we could change things up for fall. In fact, if you head over to our Climate Corner section, we got a couple articles on there on our website. Put up some articles about what we could expect heading into the fall season. A lot of goodies there in the weather section of our website, which also pairs well. If you're just looking for some more long-term forecasts that we put out there, or you just like to, you know, get the good conversations that we have. Again, I want to say we want to thank our partners at Keep Oregon Green. We've been talking about wildfires and wildfire season. We all need to do our part. To find out more, head to keeporegongreen.org. I want to thank Marley over in Troutdale. We just had a great podcast here. As I mentioned, weekend forecast is beautiful. Get out there. Nothing to really worry about. I think it's a nice weekend if you have some friends or family coming to town. Maybe show them the ropes around here. Go get a bite to eat. Be outdoors a little bit. You know what else is nice? It's the fact that the heat doesn't last for the full day. You know, the duration of the heat that we're having now has been completely manageable. We're not sitting in 90s for 6 hours. We're not in the upper 90s for 4 hours. You know, we're hitting the mid-80s for just like a couple hours. So the morning temperatures have been maybe slightly cool, and those will be about average as we head into the weekend. And then the afternoons, we're only in this small period of time where it's like, okay, you know, maybe a little too warm. But it's been nice. So get out there again. I hope you enjoy your weekend. Head over to Troutdale. Get over to that event. Support that area. And just have a great weekend. We'll be back hopefully with Kelly next week. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires.